Good morning. Welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church. Today's sermon text comes from Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have not I commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Be strong and of good courage, and do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. The battles of life. The man Joshua was from the tribe of Ephraim. He had been a personal assistant of Moses throughout the 40 years of the wilderness wandering. He went with Moses on Mount Sinai. He was one of the 12 spies, one of the two who wanted to go ahead and conquer the land in God's strength. Joshua was 85 years old when he succeeded Moses. It took about 6 years to subdue the Canaanites. Joshua spent the rest of his life settling and governing the 12 tribes. Joshua was in charge of Israel for about 25 years. Joshua died at the age of 110 and was buried in Timnath Serah in Ephraim. Joshua was a great warrior who disciplined his forces and sent out spies. He also prayed. He also believed and trusted in the living God. He led his people into the promised land, and he may have been a prototype of his greater successor, Jesus, who is leading his own into the promised land of heaven. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. We have 3 points of application. Point one, armor provided. Point two, divine protection. And point three, our victor, Jesus Christ. Armor provided, God presented as protector of his people, the commander of the army. And this comes from Joshua chapter 5, verse 13 through 15. And it says, and it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite of him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, are you for us or for our adversaries? So he said, no, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshiped and said to him, what does my Lord say to his servant? Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy. And Joshua did so of fear and holy reverence. And who is the commander of the Lord's army? The commander of the Lord's army is the second person of the Trinity, Jesus Christ. A theophany defined in the Bible dictionary defined a visible manifestation of humankind. And there are many examples in the Bible of a theophany. Daniel chapter 3, the fiery furnace, in verse 25, in the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. That is a theophany. Genesis 14:18, and Melchizedek, the king of Salem, brought out bread and wine, and he was the priest of the God Most High. And this was 637 years before the Levitical law. Melchizedek was a theophany. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And the psalmist says this, we have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us the deeds you did in their day, in the days of old. You drove out the nations with your hands. But when you planted, you afflicted the people and cast them out, for they did not gain possession of the land by their own sword, nor did their own arm save them, but it was your right hand, your arm, the light of your countenance, because you favored them. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. It has very little to do with the human, but everything to do with God. The efforts of all the men at arms were employed, but as it would have been futile without divine successor, all the honor is ascribed unto the Lord. In the battles of life, we are helpless and hopeless apart from our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our God fights for us. He intercedes for us. In the midst of battle, pray. According to the psalmist, keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from violent men who have purposed to make my steps stumble. Never let the believer forget to pray. Call upon the Lord, and he will hear your prayers. This is a weapon against which the most determined enemy cannot stand. The wicked will slander and oppress or mislead, flatter and defile. No one can keep us but the Lord. The Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Prayer is important. We have divine consistency in the battles of life. A promise is given to those who believe in faith upon the Lord. No man shall be able to stand before you in the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will also be with you. I will not leave nor forsake you. And these are one of many promises in the Bible. We will leave him. He will never leave nor forsake us. And we can apply it not only to Joshua and Moses, but to ourselves. He will be with us. The Lord gives them rest all around according to that he had sworn to their fathers, and not a man, all their enemies, stood against them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into the hand. It was because of their obedience to the Lord and because of God's promise that they went into the promised land. For the believer in the living God, the battles of life, divine protection, and this comes from the psalmist David, the only one who can truly protect is our Lord God and Savior that we serve. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. The poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped all around those who feared him and delivered them. And again, that's a theophany, the angel of the Lord. Confession of soul is simple. We have to confess. Honoring to God, it excludes merit. By grace and mercy alone. And we're to encourage others to seek also, but to be witnesses. There's four stages. The first is fears, the second is sought, the third is heard, and the fourth is the most important, deliverance from our God. The power of faith. What can faith can do? I think we just sung that song. What can faith can do? It can move mountains. The poor man's heritage is trouble. A poor man's friend, a poor man Christ, a poor man's salvation. Salvation is of the Lord alone. A poor man's wealth, the position of prayer in the economy of grace, or the nature of history of mercy of the soul. It's important that we pray. It's very important that we pray. The angel of the Lord, again, is a theophany, as God's personal agent in the Old Testament. He fights for his people, divinely protects. Rewards to overcomers. For whoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Do you believe in the Holy Bible? Do you believe in Jesus Christ? The basic gospel, I deliver you first of all, at which I received, that Christ died for our sins according to Scripture, that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day according to Scripture. His shed blood, his precious blood, paid for our sins. His sacrifice was acceptable to God the Father. And we have a promise of eternal inheritance. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. What gets you there? Faith in Jesus Christ alone, believing upon the Lord Jesus Christ. What must I do to be saved? Believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. But you have to believe that you're a sinner in need of a Savior. That whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. What is faith? Faith is defined in the Bible as substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith, belief, trust, confidence, reliance is all interwoven into the word faith. The battles of this life, our soul's enemy. And this comes from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. Be sober, be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He can only nip at the heels of a believer, but he can still mess with you. Resist him steadfast in faith, knowing that the same suffering are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Resist the tempter, resist the devil, and he will flee. We're to be in our right minds, we're to be sober, we're to be watchful, we're to be alert. See then that you work circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise. What is the will of the Lord for you? And you have to ask yourself that. I wrote down in prayer, reading his word, seeking wise counseling, seeking Jesus Christ in prayer. And this is a warning. We are to be aware of false prophets who come in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. They have evil hearts. They do not have godly hearts. They are hypocrites. They do not walk the talk. You will know them by their fruits. We have to compare Scripture with Scripture. Be like the Bereans. Compare Scripture with Scripture. Study the Scripture. And spiritual with spiritual things. It takes time and effort. In the battles of the life, we have to fight the good fight because we have Jesus Christ fighting for us. But thanks be to God, which gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Christian walk is worth fighting for. wishing and daydreaming will not get the job done. By belief and faith, praying, guided by the Holy Spirit, not giving up, you will see results. The devil does not sit still while you build your faith and belief in the Lord that will glorify Him. There is a price for success in the battles of life, and it comes by and through trusting in Jesus Christ alone. The tempter tempts, but praise God, we are more than conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ, and we have to seek Him early and often. We have to read His word daily, we have to pray daily. Do you pray? By our faith, to take authority over the enemy who is trying to destroy. Your enemies could be in your own home. The enemy could be that bottle that looks lovely, but it ruins lives. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he falls. No temptation has overtaken you except such that is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. Our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ is the way of escape, the only way. This comes right from Jesus. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you will have peace, but in the world you will have tribulations. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Believers, we are to abide in Christ, not wavering in our faith. We are to cling to Christ. You will have peace in the battles of life with Jesus on your side. Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. Jesus did say also, you will have tribulations. Spiritual tests do come. God tests, never tempts. Your faith is being tested when trials come. On the other hand, the devil tempts and wants you to fall and give Christianity a black eye. For the believer, we're to abide in our Lord Jesus Christ. We're to have closeness to Him. He's supposed to be our best friend. He fights for us in our battles of life. We are to trust in Him alone. Our faith is to grow. We can be victorious, but only through Jesus Christ. On our own, we're futile. The Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Christ conquered death by His own resurrection. If Christ had not risen, our death would be futile. For He must reign until He puts all His enemies under His feet. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death. For He who has put all things under His feet, but when He says all things are put under Him, it is evident that He who puts all things under Him is accepted. Now when all things are made subjected to Him, then the Son Himself will also be subjected to Him who puts all things under Him, that God may be all in all. Is Jesus Christ your all in all? I believe we sing that song too. Death is vanquished, mortality, victory over death. What man can live and not see death? Can he deliver his life from the power of the grave? Selah? Yes, because Jesus lives, we live also. Because we believe in faith upon Him. And we're to glorify God. Having spiritual unity is important, that you may be in one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ for what he has done in your lives. And yes, he is worthy to be praised. Victory, assurance from Jesus Christ our Lord, one day future, our hope in his word, and his word is sure. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our Lord stands forever. If it's in this book, it will, it has, it will, or it's going to happen. You can take that to the bank. And according to scripture, these will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and kings of kings, and those who are with him are called chosen and faithful. Satan will be defeated one day. The Lord will consume the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. And the judgment of the wicked is sure as the day turns to night. As God's green apples, it will take place. The judgment of the world, now the rulers of this world will be cast out. Mark it down. All we have to do is just keep marching as Christian soldiers to the Word of God. The future is certain. Jesus Christ is coming back. For those who place their faith in the Lord, one day we will be in his very presence. That is a good day. For those who reject Jesus Christ will be separated forever in torment, according to Scripture. For the believer in my hearing, we must walk worthy as a repentant sinner while we're here on earth, and we're to take God's word seriously. We have spiritual weapons for the battles of life. And do this knowing the time now, that high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife or envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provisions for the flesh. They were talking to believers. And make no provisions for the flesh to fulfill its lust. And I say, and may we say, thy will, not mine, be done. And do it. For the believer, our example is in the Bible. Our example is guided by the Holy Spirit. Our example is Jesus Christ's earthly walk. He was perfect. We're to be perfect. We're to be holy. Our provisions, our spiritual armor, which is Jesus Christ, his word, the Holy Spirit, for the battles in this life. For those in my hearing, do you want victory over battles? Now is the time. Today is the accepted time. Tomorrow may not come. The Lord is not slack in concerning his promises, count slack, but his long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Salvation is available to all, according to Scripture, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. How? Through creation, through conscience, through Jesus Christ, one way, shape, form, or another, he has come to each and every individual. And we're to have a repentant heart. And what does that mean? A fundamental change of heart and mind from sin towards God. Jesus' own words, and the tax collector stood afar off and would not as much raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Choose Jesus Christ today. Believe in faith upon him. He will fight for you in the battles of life. Let Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Master. Confess that you're a sinner in need of a Savior. The Lord God is with you wherever you go. Much has been said. Ponder the thoughts. We're going to close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for letting your word go out with power and might. We just keep adhering to your word, Lord, growing in your word. Your word is truth, Lord. May we keep trusting in you. May we not be fearful. May we just, through the battles of life, keep calling upon you, Lord. And may we not waver. And may we just cling to you, Lord. Without you, we are lost. And for the remainder of this service, may we just keep looking to you, Lord. And all of this I pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.